We have Lesko, who is a sister, who, along with Patty Wall, has created a very unique Facebook group, and we're going to let her tell us about it. Leah, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you so much for having us. So the program, the Facebook group is called We Are All In This Together, and Patty Wall created it on Sunday after seeing something similar taking place in Rhode Island, and she thought, oh, this is a great idea for Gloucester. So she invited me to join as a member, and I reached out to her and asked her if she would like help being an administrator to the group, because I knew this thing was going to take off. So that's how the two of us got started, and she started this on Sunday, and as of today we have 3,484 members, and these are all Gloucester people.
That's great.
And so what we do, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but what we do is if people have a need, thermometers or masks or food or toilet paper, they post it there, and we help connect people and we help get it to people.
That's great. What a and I've seen some of the stories on there. There was a story about somebody couldn't afford or couldn't get eggs locally, and something came out of that. Tell us about that.
Oh yeah, so we had someone reach out that has chickens and said, I have 14 dozen chickens for whoever needs them. I will drop them off, you know, at your door, and I will reach out to my other friends with chickens, because the cost of eggs has skyrocketed.
Wow.
And you can't find them, honestly.
I didn't realize that. Wow. That's kept growing like toilet paper, I guess.
Yeah. I haven't figured that one out yet.
Yeah. So, and then there are fishermen that are bringing in fish for people, and what else?
Yes, we've had fishermen deliver fish or lobster to people requesting it. Some have been given to them. Some people have paid for it. We've had people reach out that have autoimmune deficiencies that can't get out of the house. They can't go grocery shopping. They don't have local family. So we've had people drop off bags of groceries, cooked meals that are frozen that they can reheat. Those are just some of the examples, and it's just wonderful to see how everyone has come together in this time.
Leah, if I could interrupt here, Josh, there's an amazing post on the website, We Are All In This Together, Gloucester, from James Pope, and he is the IT director for the city. And he has a recommendation. He said that, you know, people, there are some people in Gloucester who cannot afford internet, but they have phone books that the kids brought home. And what he is suggesting is, you know, maybe you could turn off your Wi-Fi password. And what he has done, he turned off his Wi-Fi password so that in the immediate area where he lives, people can connect to his Wi-Fi. And he just suggests using the password Gloucester in small letters, Gloucester. So stuff like that, Leah, you've got all kinds of helpful things on there that may not necessarily involve people getting out of the houses to do.
That's right. We've seen a lot of different things for children that are home, different activities, different ideas. Another group started, you know, the teddy bear hunt. Put a teddy bear in your window so families can take a ride around town and try to search for the teddy bear. So a lot of great things have come out of this.
And if people do put a teddy bear in their window, should they be posting that to the site?
I believe they're posting it to, they created their own group now, so I believe they're posting it to that page.
Oh, okay. Right. And so what are the, I know there was a move up front with some of the respondents to do some things with masks for the health community. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. So there's a shortage, as with everywhere, for surgical masks. So there's a bunch of sewers in the group that have started making fabric masks that they can put over their surgical masks, and those, the ones that are made can be washed. So they can use them again, and they don't have to worry about that. And they've been going to hospitals, home health aides, nursing homes. They've just been going everywhere. We've been, you know, trying to help everyone that we can that we know who needs them.
Well, that's great. That's really good news. Anything else that you'd like to share with us, success stories or things that jump out at you that were caught your eye, that were acts of real extreme kindness or something?
One thing that really jumped out to me was, you know, a lot of people are out of work and don't have a lot of income for groceries and so forth. So we did have a member go on the local grocery store's website or go into the stores and pick up some gift cards and deliver these gift cards to these people. And that really stood out to me.
Great, great. Well, I want to thank you for you and Patty Wall for undertaking this endeavor. It certainly seems to be doing a lot of great things for our community. It's a great example of the resilience of the American people and certainly the Gloucester people. And thank you for taking time out of your schedule to be a guest here on Connections.
Well, thank you for having us, Rick and Josh. We really appreciate it. And stay safe.
Okay, you too. And if people have yet to join, what do they have to do?
Well, we have it open to Gloucester residents. They just need to search Facebook for the group. We are all in this together. Read the rules, accept the rules, and they can join.
Great. Thank you again.
We have very, just one more thing.
No, go.
The rules are very, very easy. Be
okay.
Kind and courteous. No political posting, no bullying, and that's it.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Leah. Take care. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.